Seth Rogen accuses Team USA of racism over Olympian Alberto Richardson's suspension. If we'd made you fast, I'd be Flo Jo. By Warner Todd Houston on July 2, 2021. Seth Rogen, who spent over a decade starring in and propping up Hollywood's stoner movie genre with Knocked Up, 2007, Pineapple Express, 2008, Neighbors, 2014 and its 2017 sequel, and most recently Long Shot, 2019, accused the U.S. Olympic Committee of racism for suspending runner Alberta Richardson after she tested positive for marijuana. Richardson, who won the 100 during last month's Olympic trials, was told of her 30-day suspension on Friday after Olympics authorities revealed the results of her drug testing ahead of the Tokyo Games. With a positive drug test, her 100 win on June 19 in the trials was vacated. But as far as the 40-year-old virgin is concerned, the suspension is based on an idea that's rooted in racism. The notion that weed is a problematic drug is rooted in racism, Seth Rogen tweeted Friday. It's insane that Team USA would disqualify one of this country's most talented athletes over thinking that's rooted in hatred. It's something they should be ashamed of. Also, if we'd made you fast, I'd be Flo Jo. Richardson's suspension is set to end on July 27. That would still leave her eligible to join Team USA for the women's relay races. While it isn't known if Richardson is interested in a spot on the relay team, the members of the team have not yet been announced, so her inclusion is possible. For her part, Richardson explained away her drug use, saying that she was mourning the death of her mother when she lit up. "I'm human," she told the Today Show. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.